excited to be here and present to you today our research. And it is a very simple study, but it was highly effective and sustainable. And it dealt with hand hygiene. What I did is I went into our population. Our community was defined as Columbia Elementary School. And I wanted to find out what the stakeholders believed were the most important public health issues facing their community. The principal told me nutrition, hand washing, toothbrushing, and playground safety. So then I went to the faculty and I said, what do you believe the most important or pressing issues of public health is in your community? And they said hand washing, toothbrushing, and playground safety. Well, I went to the Joint Staff Service Committee, which consists of all of the employees. It could be administrative, faculty, staff. They even have janitorial services represented on this committee. And asked them, out of the ones that were selected by the principal as well as faculty, what do you believe the most important one is? And they said hand hygiene. We want to make sure that these students are washing their hands. And their reasoning was quite obvious. It was because we don't want to get sick, and we see these children that are becoming ill touching everything. We touch it. We don't want to be sick, and we don't want our students to be missing school needlessly. So I asked them, what are teachers doing currently? And 100% of the teachers were following the policy of the district, and that was to instruct them to wash their hands before they lined up for lunch. And every classroom had a sink, a soap dispenser, and a paper towel dispenser. I asked them what formal education the students were receiving, and most of them said no. We had three classrooms for each grade level from K to sixth grade. Four teachers, however, did teach some aspect of the germ theory. Next, I asked them, what do you want for your objectives and goals? What can we help you with? And they came up with three. It was to increase student knowledge of proper hand washing technique, increase rates of student hand washing before lunch, develop an effective, inexpensive, and time-efficient module, and their goal was to reduce the rate of cold and flu transmission within the school. According to district policy, the teachers were supposed to give a verbal cue, and this was our control. So we took each of the three classrooms and randomly assigned them either to a control or to one of two interventions. The control, according to policy, was children wash your hands and line up for lunch. And I actually went from classroom to classroom and randomly assessed at lunchtime that the teachers were indeed saying this, even though they said they had 100% compliance. I wanted to make sure, and they were. Intervention one. This intervention was designed based on Albert Bandura's theory of modeling. We wanted to try an intervention which would cost no money whatsoever, so that schools that had a limited budget could at least provide modeling for their students. And it was surprising what happened. We were hoping for it, and it really came through. There was a change. So what would the teachers do? They would still give the verbal cue, children wash your hands and then line up for lunch. And at that time, the teacher would walk over to the sink and wash and dry their hands and then line up for lunch with the children. Very simple. Intervention two, we had a guest speaker come, and that was myself. I was a guest speaker. And I would talk to the kids about germs, about washing their hands. We did a demonstration of proper technique. And then we use Germ Glow, which is a simulated germ lotion. And we would have them put it on their hands and then wash their hands, show the black light, scan the area where they washed their hands so that they could see the particles on the faucet handles and on the washboards and whatnot. Then we would say, children, wash your hands before lunch. Remember, we don't want germs on our hands when we eat our lunch. And then line up. Well, for 1 week, the teacher tallied absences, rate of hand washing or use of alcohol hand sanitizers, And we also had the males and females being tallied separately. This is what we found with modeling, just simple modeling of the teacher washing their hands in front of the students. It increased from a control of 38 to 53%. So we had an increase. With intervention 2, which was with a simulated germ lotion, it jumped to 78%. So the beauty of this is if you don't have the $65 for the lotion and the black lights, you can do what? You can model. Have your teachers model, and we'll have an increase. Among the males, 51% for intervention 1, 75% for intervention 2, and the females, 55 and 82. Here's the exciting part. 3 months post-intervention, we discovered that it was sustainable. 78% of the children were attempting to wash their hands. Males, we only dropped by 1%, and with females, there was no change. Here's the budget. We served 492 students for a total cost of $63.80, and I spent a half an hour in each classroom for a total of 8 hours. Now, tell me, couldn't a PTA come up with this money, or perhaps a community service organization? We could even train the nurses, the school nurses, or perhaps a mother who's a PTA worker with perhaps healthcare background to come and present and teach these children. And if not, we could at least teach the teacher to model the behaviors. So in summary, verbal cue to action combined with teacher modeling education and visual demonstration of the effectiveness of hand washing resulted in an increase in the frequency of hand washing among elementary school children. Change does not need to cost a lot of money or a lot of time, and this study demonstrated it.
I'm going to change the format just a little bit because Michelle has a flight to catch. So if you have questions for Michelle, please ask them now.
Yeah. Sorry. Would you just restate again what your measures were? Frequency of hand washing and absenteeism? Did you describe
the impact? No, not related to flus and colds, but I needed to calculate my absent rate. I needed to know so I could calculate my percentage of participation. And as far as the measures for hand washing, we did not have the students critique their technique, just that they attempted it. As far as all schools having the sinks in their classrooms, they do not. The older ones do. The newer ones don't. And I think it's a measure of cost saving. As far as the teachers, I'll tell you a cute story. I have a few minutes. And this is quite common among community-based research studies. My third intervention, so the ones with the germ glow solution, after they tallied everything and the study was over, I was literally bombarded by the teacher saying, "We want that same intervention. You have to have our students do it as well." I was even approached in the grocery stores and called at home. So they wanted that intervention. And, of course, we delivered it to all of the students and the teachers. And we gave them the black lights as well as the germ glow that we had left. Any other questions? Thank you very much for your time. Congratulations again.